보수색!
푸틴!
보이노!
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Thousands gathered for a march and vigil at Nathan Phillips Square to mark 1 year of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The march began at Young Dundas Square, south of Yonge Street, as those gathered chanted together with hundreds of Ukrainian flags being held. The vigil was held on February 24th at 7 p.m. The vigil was highlighted by speeches from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Ontario Premier Doug Ford, Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey, and other leaders. All leaders present denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin and his continued push into Ukrainian land. Trudeau reaffirmed Canada's ongoing support for Ukraine, including financial and military aid.
Canadian Armed Forces have trained over 35,000 members of the Ukrainian security forces. Since Russia's invasion, we have provided significant military support, including artillery, ammunition, armor, and tanks, and more. Earlier today, I announced a new round of military support, including four more Leopard tanks. Mr. Putin, we will stand with Ukraine as long as it takes, as much as it takes. We also announced new sanctions and punitive economic measures to help continue to deplete the Kremlin's war chest. When Vladimir Putin launched his war of aggression, he thought it'd be over in a few days. But he underestimated the courage and strength of Ukrainians. He underestimated the determination of those among us in the West and around the world who stand with Ukraine and who will stay with Ukraine as long as it takes.
Ford acknowledged Ontario's continued acceptance of Ukrainian war refugees, as well as the province's large Ukrainian communities across the Greater Toronto Area.
Generations of Ukrainians have found peace, freedom, and opportunity and a better life right here in Ontario. And over the past year, Ontario has welcomed over 60,000 Ukrainians to our great province, providing them with the supports they need, including emergency housing, access to health care, education, and assistance with finding jobs. All Ontarians have welcomed the people of Ukraine with open arms. And my friends, let me say today, we will never ever waver in standing up against tyranny. We will never ever waver in the support for Ukraine. And I can tell you, Putin is nothing more than a tyrant, a thug, and his war of aggression has only revealed the strength and the resilience of the Ukrainian people.
In a statement on February 26, which marked 9 years since Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea, Trudeau writes that the Canadian government committed over $5 billion in assistance to Ukraine. $1 billion of this was towards military aid. Since the war broke out, experts including U.S. General Mark Milley said Ukrainian forces have suffered close to 100,000 casualties, and that there have been 40,000 civilian casualties. Milley said that the number of military casualties for Russian forces may be around 100,000 as well. Canada, NATO, and other countries continue to support the Ukrainian war effort through financial and military aid, as well as sanctions against Russia. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.